Well, if you want to learn how to run your housing market into the ground, there's no better teacher than Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. You want to see how to ruin a country and ruin the housing climate? That's all you need to do is look to the north to Justin Trudeau. And that's exactly what Kamala Harris has apparently done as part of her new housing platform. Yes, taking inspiration from Justin Trudeau. You can't make this up. She's taking communist plans from Justin Trudeau. We wanted to bring in David Craden, who just wrote a great new piece on this at the Postmillennial about how Kamala is copying Justin Trudeau. David, great to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back, Clayton.
So tell me, what exactly is Kamala doing here? I mean, the United States is in a housing crisis. Prices continue to go up. Of course, interest rates have been high. Builders have had difficulty getting materials. The cost of materials have skyrocketed, so builders have pulled back on a lot of their building. Rents, of course, have continued to go up over 20%. So America has a housing crisis, and we have a housing shortage. So I guess Canada is the land of milk and honey up there, right?
Wrong. We've had 9 years of Justin Trudeau. We have a housing crisis in Canada, too. Probably worse than the U.S. after 9 years of Trudeau. The average apartment in Ottawa, you know, and I'm just outside of the city, is about $1,700 a month. That's a lot of money for somebody not making $150,000 a year. And we have a shortage of housing, too. We've got tent cities in every major Canadian city. Tent cities, as the opposition leader Pierre Poilievre loves to point out every time the issue of housing comes up. And of course, it's getting worse, not better. Justin Trudeau put another $8.5 billion into housing in the last budget as part of $52.9 billion of new spending, putting another $40 billion on the national debt. Are we seeing any evidence of this, though? Of course we're not. The housing crisis continues to get worse. There's no real housing being built, and it's certainly out of reach of most people. Mortgages are out of reach of most people. So the problem here, of course, is that we don't have adequate housing that people can afford. So what is Justin Trudeau always talking about? Affordable housing, except it doesn't exist. But what surprised me, and I suppose I shouldn't be surprised, I listened to Kamala Harris last Thursday as she unveils her economic policy. And of course, if you listen to the Democrats and most of the mainstream media, Kamala Harris is now an economic and a fiscal genius. And she's going to save America from inflation. And you ask Kamala Harris, what are you going to do with inflation? She'll say, inflation is when you go to the grocery store and the price of eggs has gone up from last week. She's very good at recognizing what inflation is, but of course, she's done nothing to reduce inflation except be part of the inflationary cycle of the Biden-Harris administration for the past 3.5 years. It's the same with housing. She has these ideas about housing, and I said when I heard them, doesn't that sound like Justin Trudeau? And of course, it's exactly like Justin Trudeau. It amounts to putting taxpayer money into the pot and hoping that somehow solves the problem. She's talking about $40 billion, more than what is currently in the housing pot from Joe Biden already, which is $20 billion. So you're looking at ostensibly $60 billion for new homes. And I quote from Kamala Harris, she is going to be building 3 million new homes over a four-year period, and she's going to get right to it in her first 100 days as president. And she's calling this a YIMBY movement. Yes, in my backyard.
So this is a disaster. I mean, this is a disaster waiting to happen. I mean, what she's doing is, as you point out in your piece, is you call it communism instead of communism, Kamalaism. And of course, it's been trending on X. But the idea that we're going to put these sort of Soviet style block apartment houses across the United States. So the government, once again, getting involved in building homes, the projects in the United States was an absolute disaster. And that's what she wants to do, these sort of Soviet style block apartments. And yes, in my backyard, of course, they became a haven for criminality.
to go back to the Great Society under Lyndon Johnson in the United States, that's exactly what happened. The Great Society loved public housing, so-called low-income housing. And as you say, it turned into crime-ridden enclaves, otherwise known as ghettos. That's what happened with the Great Society under Lyndon Johnson. Of course, the Soviet Union had a housing program as well. And for decades, the Soviet Union promoted block-style housing that was just awful. And of course, it was always overcrowded. You had sometimes three or four families living in the same housing block, in the same apartments. So this is exactly what Kamala Harris is imagining for America. Yeah, we'll cram them into low-income housing, which of course will be a cesspool for drug addiction and crime and other social ills. And that's exactly what the ramifications and consequences of her housing policy is. But you know what really scares me, Clayton, is she's talking about a free $25,000 grant to every American new homeowner. Now, where do you think that's going to go? Well, it's automatically going to put the price of a new home up by $25,000. It's no different than guaranteed basic annual income. You give people $25,000 a year for doing nothing but sitting on their rear end, and everything is going to become more inflationary. That $25,000 will be worthless. So people who actually make $25,000 plus will find their earnings will plummet. This is called communism. And Donald Trump has quite accurately described this as the most communist style ticket. When you put Kamala Harris together with her running mate, the governor of Mississippi, Tim Walz, it's going to be the most communist style Democratic ticket in the history of the United States. And the housing project, this plan, I think is emblematic of how bad the Kamala Harris economic policies really are.
Not only to draw from Justin Trudeau, but also from AOC in the United States and part of this sort of green initiative for housing. You know, if you dive into the documents, what it shows you is that this housing will also provide for illegal immigrants in the United States. So this is a, you know, a brilliant way for Kamala to get these illegal immigrants out of hotels and then into public housing, government-backed, low-income public housing. So Americans who are homeless, good luck getting a house. It's going to be a lot of this will go towards illegal immigrants in the United States. I'm not surprised by that at all. Are you?
Not at all, because if you look at the hotel program for illegal immigrants, especially in New York City, I did a story on this last week, and I was just amazed at how much money the hotels are getting from the city of New York for housing illegals. They're making more money off the illegal immigrant program than they are from people who actually pay money for their hotel rooms. So naturally, you actually have hotels saying, we're no longer in the business of housing people who can afford to pay stay here. We're in the business of housing illegal immigrants. And this is a disaster. And then, of course, these illegal immigrants are turning the hotels into ghettos. But no matter, the hotels are still making $150 up to $300 a night off of illegal immigrants that the city of New York and other cities are paying or footing the bill for. Now, this, if anything, indicates what's going to happen with housing. When you give away a house instead of a hotel room, the same phenomena is going to occur. It's going to be inflationary towards the economy, and it's going to lead to the same kind of ghettoization as we saw during the Great Society. Did America learn anything from the Great Society failure? Probably not, because here the Democrats are at it again. They're trying to do Great Society number two, and it's going to be an unmitigated catastrophe.
Yeah, it's like the Democratic Party wants to go back to the late 60s, 1970s. What a disaster in American history that was, and that's where we are returning. And you have these illegal immigrants having with thousands of dollars on their government-issued credit cards now to get $25,000 so that they can have a free house that's paid for by government money. The continued printing press, as we talked about earlier in the show tonight, the continued printing press of the United States dollar. They absolutely want to turn us into a communist disaster, and that's what they're going to get. David Creighton, great to see you. Yeah, go ahead.
I have to laugh at one thing, Clayton. You talk about the Democrats wanting to go back to the late 60s. They're doing that at their convention this week. It looks like 1968 all over again with the protests. So thanks for letting me.
Oh, yeah, that. It is. I mean, it's like we're going right back. You have, and by the way, I mean, think about the parallels there. I mean, you have a candidate who was not selected by any primary voters, just like 1968 and Hubert Humphrey. You know, widely disliked by the Democratic Party, instilled, implanted in Chicago by then Mayor Richard Daley, a pro-war candidate. And that's exactly what they're getting. They're getting a deep state pro-war communist candidate in Kamala Harris, installed at the Democratic National Convention, and no voters have any say in it at all. It's unbelievable.
It's a tragedy.
So, yeah, it's unbelievable. So we'll be watching as these new platforms get rolled out. We've got price controls, which we talked about earlier on the show. We've got her new housing platform, an inspiration from Justin Trudeau. This is a disaster in the making. David, great to see you up there in Canada. Thank you so much for keeping us honest.
Thank you so much, Clayton. We'll be back again.